That is the right question to ask. And we've heard a lot of statistics thrown around about how this will jeopardize public safety. We hear the rhetoric, early release, chaos on the streets. We all know that criminal justice is the easiest issue in the world to demagogue. But let's end with a recitation of what we know factually. Number one, the governor of the state of California, whether you agree with him or disagree with him on a whole host of issues, has made his reputation in large part as a tough-on-crime governor. He opposed Prop 66, the amendment to the three strikes law. He is strongly in support of this package because he knows that it is in fact consistent with public safety. His director of the CDCR, Matt Cate, who this Senate confirmed, I believe unanimously, some weeks ago, is in strong favor of this. But more importantly, when you talk about the federal courts, would you rather have a former district attorney who prosecuted death penalty cases, Matt Cate, having the discretion to determine who qualifies for not early release but alternative custody under this law, or would you rather have a three-judge panel? You vote no on this package, you're leaving it in the hands of those federal judges that you, whose authority you, in fact, decry. We want to protect people from violent crime. And I would assert to you that despite the overall drop in crime in California, we also know that a relatively small number of repeat offenders continue to cycle in and out of our correction system. And so the real question is, does this package do more to protect people from the most violent criminals and the most violent predators? And I would argue forcefully that it, in fact, does. We know that 70% of the people who leave prison and who are paroled return, and often return more than one time. We also know that our overstretched and overburdened parole system is dealing with a case ratio of 70 parolees to one parole officer. And it's not working. They cannot adequately supervise those who are the most at risk and those who are at the most risk to the public safety. Undeniable. We also know that 97% of the inmates who are now in prison will be eligible for parole someday. They will be out. The question is, what are we going to do? What are we going to do to ensure that they have the best chance to succeed so that the public is in fact safe? Here's the core of the argument. Under this proposal, those who are given the option at the discretion of Matt Cate, former deputy DA, former prosecutor of death penalty cases, those folks who are allowed an alternative custody are allowed that custody with the GPS and full supervision, as Senator Leno and others pointed out. What about the rest of the parolees? On the 70 to 1 ratio that exists in current law right now, CDCR estimates that the parole agent is able to accomplish one home visit per quarter, and that they are able to see the parolee in one office visit once per month. Under this proposal, the ratio will go from 70 to 1 for the more at-risk parolees and those who are most at risk to public safety, from 70 to 1 to 45 to 1. And what will that mean? it will mean that those same beleaguered parole agents will be able to make, instead of one home visit per quarter, two home visits per month. And it will mean that the beleaguered parole agent will be able, instead of seeing the parolee in his or her office one time per month, will be able to see that parolee in his or her office three times per month. So five contacts per month compared to one contact per month under the current law. And so you rightfully asked the question, what is the impact on public safety? I think it is undeniable that the real failure of our criminal justice system in California, when it comes to repeat offenders, when it comes to our failed parole system, and yes, when it comes to this cost curve that is squeezing health and human services and public education and everything else that we all care about and that, in fact, prevents crime, the single biggest factor is that we have failed as a state to adequately distinguish between the violent criminals who belong locked up for as long as is necessary and those who have demonstrated no propensity for violence, no history of violence, who we can still hold accountable for their crime, but in a much more effective and a much more cost-effective way. 70-1, 45-1. The ability to focus precious resources on the people who we should be focusing on much more than one home visit per quarter or one visit into the office per month. And so I stand here affirmatively and strongly urging my colleagues to vote for this package today, because I believe that the reforms inherent will in fact allow law enforcement to do a better job protecting public safety. And finally, if you want to talk about a sentencing commission, and that is a key piece of the long-term reform here, one thing has not been said. A sentencing commission, yes, has the authority to take some crimes that do not involve violence and change the sentence structure downward, but a sentencing commission also has the ability to increase penalties in those cases where they deem it appropriate. In fact, sentencing commissions in both North Carolina and Virginia increase sentences for violent criminals while simultaneously increasing spending on probation and drug treatment programs to keep low-level offenders from being one of those 70% statistics. We can do better in California. This is the governor, Governor Schwarzenegger, Republican governor, proposing this. We embrace it because we think it will improve public safety. I urge an aye vote. Thank you.
Secretary, call the roll.
Onstead? No. Alquist? Aye. Ashburn? No. Benoit? No. Calderon? No. Sedillo? Aye. Coggill? No. Corbett? Aye. Correa? No. Cox? No. Denham? No. DeSaunier? Aye. DeChaney? Aye. Dutton? No. Flores? No. Hancock? Aye. Harmon? No. Hollingsworth? No. Huff? No. Kehoe? Aye. Leno? Aye. Liu? Aye. Lowenthal? Aye. Maldonado? No. Negrete McLeod? Aye. Oropesa? Aye. Padilla? No. Pavley? Aye. Price? Aye. Romero? Aye. Runner? No. Simidian?
Aye.
Aye. Steinberg?
Aye.
Strickland? No. Walters? No. Wiggins? Aye. Wolk? Aye. Wright? Aye. Weiland? No. Yee? Yee, aye.
Ayes 21, noes 19. The measure is passed. Members, at this time, the third extraordinary session will stand in recess. Members, the Senate is still in session, please. Members, we are still in session and still have business on the file. The third extraordinary session will stand in recess, and the regular session will be reconvened. We are in regular session. We will briefly consider two items on the daily file. File item number 38, Senator Cox. Senator Cox, would you take a moment while we ask members to return to their desks for just a moment, please. Senator Cox, file item 38, Secretary will read.
Senate Bill 481 by Senator Cox, an act relating to wildlife.
Mr. President, members, SB 481 was amended in the Assembly to make it clear that airports are
Senator Cox, one moment, please. Could we ask the Sergeant-at-Arms to clear the aisle and ask members to return to their desks for just a few moments, members, so that we can take up two items. First, Senator Cox, and then we're going to be going to Senator Leno. Senator Cox, please proceed.
Mr. President, members, 481 was amended in the Assembly to make clear that airports are not being given broad authority to take wildlife around airports, but only to comply with their obligation to keep air passengers safe from birds that threaten the safety of airplanes. The Federal Aviation Administration requires airports to keep birds away from airplanes as much as possible. This bill gives airports the tools to do their job without interference from the State Department of Fish and Game. And SB 41 adds the language to the Fish and Game Code to allow all airports in California that have depredation permits to take wildlife that is a threat to the safety of an aircraft. Members, there is no opposition to this bill. I certainly wish to thank Senator Pavley and Senator Steinberg and their staff for their help on this bill. Ask for your aye vote.
Is there debate or discussion, members? Debate or discussion? Seeing and hearing none, Secretary, call the roll.
Onstead? Aye. Alquist? Aye. Ashburn? Benoit? Aye. Calderon? Aye. Cedillo? Aye. Cogdill? Aye. Corbett? Aye. Correa? Aye. Cox? Aye. Denham? Aye. Dusaunier? Aye. DeCheney? Aye. Dutton? Aye. Flores? Hancock? Aye. Harmon? Aye. Hollingsworth? Aye. Huff? Aye. Kehoe? Aye. Leno? Aye. Liu? Aye. Lowenthal? Aye. Maldonado? Aye. Negrete McLeod? Aye. Oropesa? Aye. Padilla? Aye. Pavley? Aye. Price? Aye. Romero? Runner? Aye. Simidian?
Aye.
Aye. Steinberg?
Aye.
Aye. Strickland?
Aye.
Aye. Walters?
Aye.
Aye. Wiggins? Aye. Aye. Wolk? Aye. Wright?
Aye.
Aye. Weiland?
Aye.
Aye. Yee? Yee, aye.
Ashburn, aye.
Ashburn, aye.
Mr. President, ayes 38, no 0. The measure is concurred in. Senator Leno, I believe you have file item 125.
Yes, Mr. President.
Secretary will read.
Assembly Bill 292 by Assemblymember Yamada, an act relating to taxation.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm pleased to bring you a bill which has significant bipartisan support. What it will do is extends the sunset date for the Alzheimer's income checkoff from January 2010 to January 1st, 2015. It also updates legislative findings related to statistical information about Alzheimer's and other dementia-related diseases. It's important to note that Californians living with Alzheimer's will double by the year 2030. One in eight Californians will experience this devastating disease. It's now the sixth leading cause of death in California. This checkoff has been an enormous success, with total contributions since 1988 of $9.4 million. The bill is proudly sponsored by the Alzheimer's Association, and I would ask for your aye vote so we can continue life-saving research into this devastating disease.
Debate or discussion? Seeing and hearing none, Secretary, call the roll.
Onstead?
Aye.
Aye. Alquist?
Aye.
Ashburn?
No.
Benoit?
Aye.
Calderon?
Aye.
Cedillo? Aye. Cogdill?
Aye.
Corbett? Correa?
Aye.
Cox?
Aye.
Denham?
Aye.
DeSaunier?
Aye.
DeChaney? Dutton?
Aye.
Flores? Hancock?
Aye.
Harmon?
Aye.
Hollingsworth? Huff?
Aye.
Kehoe? Leno?
Aye.
Liu?
Aye.
Lowenthal? Maldonado?
Aye.
Negrete McLeod?
Aye.
Oropesa?
Aye.
Padilla?
Aye.
Pavley? Price? Romero?
Aye.
Runner?
Aye.
Smidian? Smidian, aye. Steinberg?
Aye.
Strickland?
Aye.
Walters?
Aye.
Wiggins?
Aye.
Wolk? Wright?
Aye.
Weiland?
Aye.
Yee? Yee, aye. Hollingsworth, aye.
Mr. President, ayes 31, noes 1.
Ayes 31, noes 1. The measure is approved. Members, that takes us to the consent calendar. We have two items on consent. Members, if there's no objection, substitute the unanimous roll call with all members present. There is no objection. So ordered. Senator Negrete McLeod at your desk for what purpose, ma'am?
Thank you, Mr. One moment,
Senator Negrete McLeod. My apologies. Consent calendar. Secretary will read. Two bills.
Senate Joint Resolution 15 and Assembly Bill 804.
Without objection, unanimous roll call, all members present, seeing and hearing no objection, so ordered, ayes 40, noes 0. Senator Negrete McLeod at your desk.
Thank you, Mr. President. At the request of the author, please remove AB 1396 Torres, file item A-9 from the inactive.
Without objection, so ordered. Members, do we have any other business under motions and resolutions? If not, if there's no other business, Senator Steinberg, the desk is clear.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Just want to announce the schedule. We will convene Monday at noon, and we're going to balance a little bit because we have the Appropriations Committee, but we also want to pick up on the file a little bit. So between Appropriations and floor session, I would expect a pretty long afternoon to at least 4 or 5 o'clock doing the Senate's business on Monday. Hope everyone has a good weekend.
Thank you, Senator Steinberg. The Senate will be in recess until 3:30, at which time the adjournment motion will be made. We will reconvene on Monday at noon.